On the fourth Thursday in November, Americans celebrate Thanksgiving, a feast that started in 1621 when European settlers ate with Native American Indians who had helped them survive a harsh winter. Thanksgiving is now celebrated with parades, family gatherings, and charity dinners for the homeless and the needy. In New York City, Macy's department store held its annual holiday parade, featuring musicians including a jazz band from New Orleans, the Louisiana city flooded by Hurricane Katrina. Seven-year-old Adriana Brown of Massachusetts was touring the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington with her family. When asked what Thanksgiving means to her, she said, when she thinks about how New Orleans residents are still rebuilding, she is very thankful.
I think we're lucky because most people that got flooded in New Orleans didn't get to have as much fun and care as we do here. We're lucky that we get to make our own food, but they have to be sent food and they don't get to choose what they get. They just get what they get.
President Bush, who was celebrating Thanksgiving at his Texas ranch, said he is thinking of American military personnel serving abroad, as well as their families. He said Americans are thankful for their sacrifices. Tom Bowers of Alabama agrees.
I've got a friend over there, Ryan Jones, who's near Tikrit, Iraq, and if he hears this, that'd be great. He's from Gunnersville, Alabama, but thank Ryan Jones. I thank you for being over there for me. Get home safe. I know you only got a couple of months to be over there, and it'll be a big Thanksgiving when you get home.
U.S. soldiers in Iraq were served traditional Thanksgiving dinners, but for many of them, there was no relief from the violence on this America's most cherished holiday.
在线英语听历史，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.com。